All right, today we celebrate the All-Stars, the cast of the faithful that have preceded us, the long line of patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the 12 tribes, the prophets, the apostles, the great host of martyrs, confessors, virgins, and all of the saints throughout all of the ages who have gone before us and now dwell in the eternal light of God's presence. But why? Why do we commemorate them? In today's Office of Readings, St. Bernard of Clairvaux asks, why should our celebration of this feast day mean anything to the saints? What do they care about earthly honors? The saints have no need of honor from us, neither does our devotion add the slightest thing to what is theirs. Clearly, if we venerate their memory, it serves us, not them. And if today's celebration serves us, then how does it serve us? First, it should inspire us and arouse in us a longing to enjoy their company, to dwell with them and be united in happiness, sharing the citizenship of heaven. Second, we should be greatly encouraged. We who are on the battlefield are being cheered on by the great cloud of witnesses who intercede for us and long for us to join them. In the scriptures, many of St. Paul's letters were addressed to the saints of various cities, the saints in Ephesus, the saints in Corinth, and so on. Those who followed Christ had been so transformed that they were set apart from others. They were literally saints. Of course, the word saint is taken from the Latin sanctus, which means holy or set apart. And the faithful are the sancti, or holy ones. And we too should see ourselves as saints. Pope Benedict XVI said, to become saints means to fulfill completely what we already are. I'll say that again. To become saints means to fulfill completely what we already are. We are saints, if you will, with a small s, becoming saints with a capital S. Now, just for a moment, this may seem a little silly, but just close your eyes for a moment, and in your mind, say the word saint, and then add your name afterward. That's it. Saint, your name. Does that make you feel proud, accepted, or maybe uncomfortable or presumptuous? Well, we're going to need to get used to that because in the end, there are only saints and ain'ts, only saints in the kingdom. And we need to snuggle up to that one. During the 1970s, in the wake of the Vatican Council, some priests were becoming rather casual, or crass, if you will, about the liturgy. And one afternoon, a priest came into the soup kitchen where Dorothy Day was working. Dorothy, of course, was the co-founder of the Catholic Worker Movement. He wanted to offer a mass for the homeless. He went into the kitchen and grabbed a mug to use for a chalice. Dorothy was frustrated at the irreverent use of houseware for the liturgy. After the mass ended, she quietly got up and started to cleanse the vessels. Then she walked outside with the mug and a shovel. A man followed her and asked her what she was doing. It is said she kissed the mug and then buried it. She told him that it was no longer a mug, but a chalice. It was no longer suited for coffee, because it had held the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And she didn't want anyone to mistake it for a mug again. Once the mug held the blood of Christ, it changed its vocation forever. It could no longer hold anything less than Christ again. We were common mugs, simple, functional, practical. But when Christ entered our lives, we became more. We became chalices. We started to hold divinity himself within our hearts. Now that we have held the body and blood of Christ within our bodies, we are no longer common, but we rather are extraordinary. Yes, there's a long way for us to go. And if we are to fulfill completely what we already are, we must follow Jesus. The blueprint he lays out in the Beatitudes today. We must become poor in spirit. We must become meek, merciful, peacemakers. We must hunger and thirst for righteousness, mourn with those who mourn, and be clean of heart. For this, Jesus tells us that we will be insulted, maligned, and persecuted. Not all of the saints celebrated in our liturgy throughout the year are celebrated with the red of martyrs, but many of them are. If so, for us, so be it. Because Jesus said today, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." Come then, Lord, and help your people bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. God bless.